I'm Reed Frazier. Today, we're looking at the future for coal and coal country. And that includes the land where the coal is mined. In central Appalachia, coal is in a long decline. Even though mining jobs are disappearing there, the stains that coal mining has left on the landscape are not. About 1 million acres of strip mine land, an area the size of Rhode Island, are now deforested. I went to eastern Kentucky to see what will happen to the land when the coal is gone. Patrick Angel is a forester with the U.S. Office of Surface Mining. He's at the top of a ridge in eastern Kentucky looking over a sea of brown grass.
You can see it goes on and on and on for many, many acres.
This flattened hilltop is what's left over from mountaintop removal. This is the controversial form of surface mining where the top of a mountain is blown up and shoved into a valley to access a coal seam below. Many hills in eastern Kentucky now look exactly like this one.
Looking across this landscape, you know, if you didn't know where you were, you'd think that you were standing in, a prairie land in South Dakota. Or Wyoming, and because it's all grass.
The grasses growing on this ridge have roots so thick they choke out other plants, including trees. So the native forests of eastern Kentucky cannot grow back here.
Basically, Mother Nature is stuck in a place where she cannot return the forests on her own.
This situation is the result of a law that passed nearly 40 years ago to improve former mine lands. The Surface Mine Control and Reclamation Act was passed in 1977 to protect coal country communities. Back then, it was fairly common for landslides to start at abandoned coal mines and just keep going into people's houses.
As the occupants were running out the front door. We wanted to stop that so bad.
And they did stop it. How? With bulldozers and grass seed.
The way we accomplished it was by telling mine operators to pack it in, compact it, get it tight, and sculpture it like a golf course.
So this is what Angel and his agency did for 20 years or so. It did stop the landslides, but there was a problem that nagged Angel. The trees wouldn't grow back.
And then the scientists came to us.
These scientists were studying how to put forests back on former surface mines, and they'd figured out a way to do it. Angel takes me to a field that looks like it's been dug up by a giant rototiller. His partner, Mike French, of the nonprofit Green Forests Work, cuts into dirt and rock with a digging bar. Their group is planting trees here now.
It would take Mother Nature on her own to reforest these sites decades, if not centuries.
It costs about $1,000 an acre to reforest these sites, but doing nothing comes with its own costs, too. New forests can clean up one of coal's worst environmental legacies, polluted streams. Chris Barton is standing over one of them. Barton studies coal mining's impact on water quality at the University of Kentucky.
What you see we have here is, this was the original stream channel. And you can see the big, large boulders there.
The boulders he's pointing to came from a mountaintop removal site above the valley we're standing in. They were part of the rock, soil, and gravel covering over a coal seam and were pushed over the hillside to get at the coal beneath them.
On this particular one, there's about 200 feet of material on top of what was the original stream bed.
That material has turned the stream a bright reddish orange. That color is from iron that was once lodged inside the mountain.
But when you mine them, you're taking a rock like the one we see over here and blasting that into a zillion pieces, and then suddenly it becomes at a size where it can dissolve.
Barton thinks if trees were to grow on top, that would prevent a lot of the runoff that's causing this pollution. And there are signs this can happen.
Okay, then. Well, we'll be in these two cells here for
Paul Rothman is with the Kentucky's Department of Natural Resources. On a vast surface mine in eastern Kentucky, he walks through a gate where a small but healthy forest is taking root.
And what you see is there are seven different species that I'll introduce you to out here. You got white ash, white oak, yellow poplar.
Rothman helped plant these trees almost 20 years ago. Today, windblown orchids, sweetbriars, and birches are sprouting from the forest floor.
The stereotype or the thought is that once these areas are mined and reclaimed, you can never grow forests back on them. And what we're trying to do is show people that's not quite accurate.
up a tiny meandering mountain road in Letcher County, Kentucky, a coal company is finishing up a strip mining job. Huge machines move dirt and rock around a large open pit. Just down the hill from the mine are John and Loretta Henriksen. Loretta Henriksen grew up on this mountain. She's never liked strip mining.
But, you know, I'm supporting the miners and I'm supporting jobs, but, you know, I just don't like the way it looks. And I think I have a right to that opinion. You know, I think it's ugly, but I have to live with it.
She used to argue about it with her brother, who's a coal miner. But then came one conversation.
He said to me, he said, "You don't know what it's like." He said, "You got a husband that's got a good job and can feed you." And he said, "We don't. You know, if our job is over, what do?"
Her husband, John, was a school teacher. He had a secure job with benefits. Her brother didn't have that.
And he said, if you had to rely on a miner to make a living, you know, if your husband was a miner and he lost his job and you had no way to pay your bills or to eat, he said, I believe you'd change your mind on how you feel about strip mining. I mean, we used to argue, get in hot discussions about it. So then finally I realized when he said that, it just like pricked my heart. So I said, I'm not going to talk about being against strip mine ever again.
At some point, maybe soon, the mine at the top of the hill will go quiet. But even if no coal ever comes off the top of the mountain again, it'll bear the marks of mining for years to come. Loretta Henriksen has come to accept it. And when asked, had she ever thought of moving, she says she would never want to leave the place she's from.